This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, February 5th, Gillette Stadium. It's Super Bowl weekend all around the world, just not here. As we are well in the midst of the offseason, joined alongside by Eric Scalavino and Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. And we're here not to talk about necessarily the roster of players to start off with, but the roster of coaches. Because Eric Scalavino, our intrepid reporter over on Patriots.com, just posted a news story with some updated information on how the coaching staff may look for 2010.
Barry was not released yesterday, contrary to some published reports.
Yes, we wanted to release him, but he actually found some information and did a good job, so we kept him. Dean Pease is gone, we know that. What have we?
Oh, yeah. How about turning your mic on there, fella?
Great reporting, Eric.
Okay, go, Eric. What do you got?
Okay, so Dean Pease is out as defensive coordinator. Who's going to be in? Nobody, at least in a titular sense. Andy, thank you very much.
However, titular senses.
The big story of the day, as you'll see on the story that we just posted minutes ago on Patriots.com, Bill Belichick, known for his defensive acumen, will be taking on more of a...
I need more cumin!
Oh, you mean acumen.
Acumen.
Oh, all right.
Bill Belichick will be taking on a more involved role with the defensive coaching staff.
Okay.
Right, Bill. Thank you. So there's not going to be a defensive coordinator, but I think it's still pretty big news. Bill is going to be taking a more active role in how the defense is organized, how the plays are called, everything about it. He's
so
going to be more involved.
Ask the question fans are going to ask right now as they're listening on their iPod.
Mm-hmm.
So what's going on offense?
There are virtually no changes to report on offense.
Okay.
So, again, I'm going to be the fan in the group.
Mm-hmm.
How does this change maybe what Bill Belichick is doing this year as compared to last when fans wondered what he was doing then?
That's a good question, Andy, and I don't know if we have the answer to that at the moment. But we know that the coaching core... Guys like Dante Scarnecchia, who's the assistant head coach, offensive line, Ivan Fears, both of whom have been around in, you know, Belichick's entire 10 years here in New England. They'll be back. Bill O'Brien, who was quarterback's coach, had a lot of responsibility for play calling this past year, kind of like Josh McDaniels did several years ago when he first took over when Charlie Weiss left.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back. And at this point, the roles, titles, if you want to call it. Bill's not big into titles, he says.
Can I read
but,
the quote?
Go ahead.
One of my favorite quotes he's
sure.
ever. This is an exclusive quote to Eric Scalavino on Patriots.com.
Yeah, for us. It's for all of us.
While you were working out and I was getting lunch.
Eric was working. It's about time he did something. Titles are fine. Nothing wrong with them, Belichick explained. The only thing I wanted him to say, You know how you drop the and just
put the apostrophe.
Nothing wrong with them.
Right.
Nothing wrong with them, he said. But the most important thing is each person's role, that we do everything we can to help the players succeed, everyone collectively getting the job done.
Right.
Now, I urge fans, go to pages.com. There's some more quotes there talking about Corwin Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to read Belichick's quote on Bill O'Brien.
Sure.
Because, as you said, there's been no specific promotion to coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
But he gets he gets a pretty nice praise from the head coach. Bill O'Brien has demonstrated excellent leadership and organizational skills in our offense, Belichick said. He is a sharp and passionate coach. It is a good mix on that side of the ball with Bill working with some extremely experienced coaches in Dante Scarnecchia and Ivan Fears, who have been here on my staff, been here my entire time in New England, and some more recent additions to the staff in Chad O'Shea and Brian Ferentz. So, for every criticism we've dealt with on these PFW in Progress, Patriots.com, Radio Waves, and SPFW, Bill Belichick clearly reasonably happy with the job Bill O'Brien did last year, handling the bulk of the play calling and the offense and all of that, correct?
It seems that way, yeah.
I'm one of the few that agrees.
Oh, I agree.
I don't have a problem with
you
the
offensive
staff. You
know me, Paul. I've loved Bill O'Brien forever. My only concern, it just seemed like the sharks were circling last year.
I do wonder how this is going to play with our fans because – we know on PFW in Progress, we know in Ask PFW, the feedback that we get, people think this offense was too predictable last year. The second half collapses were too frequent. and they want answers, and they wanted changes.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really an indication to me, this story that Eric put up today, is that there will be no change on offense. It's Bill O'Brien. It was Bill O'Brien last year. I'm reading between the lines here because Bill doesn't come out specifically. As he said in the first quote, he's not about titles. So it's not – Belichick isn't going to say Bill O'Brien is right. the coordinator. But by all indications, this is the guy that's running the offense. He was impressed by his leadership. This is the guy. I think the fans will be upset about that. I have no problem with that. I think the guy's a good coach.
I do, too.
And as he always does, Bill left himself a little bit of wiggle room because he went on to say in the story that while at this time – things appear to be set as far as the actual people on the staff and what their roles are called, there's always a chance that as the process continues and evolves that, you know, there's always room for perhaps maybe changing the exact wording of what a person does or what the nature of their role is. So could there be some more changes as we go forward? Perhaps.
I never said that.
But I think
I wouldn't rule it out.
I wouldn't rule it out, but I think that
it's a combination.
You can't really go too much farther in the off season before you have to make a decision because that affects how you go forward with free agency planning, with the draft. You have to have
the combine is in three weeks. You have 3 weeks.
Right.
All the assistant coaches will be at the combine.
You have to know what your role is, what
running drills.
Exactly.
So my guess is the bulk of the work on the 2010 coaching staff is done.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, it does not include in a titular sense, offensive or defensive coordinator, but based on the quote you got from the head coach, Bill O'Brien is clearly overseeing the offensive side of the ball, and Bill Belichick will be taking on a
role. Yeah, because he put himself in the defensive side.
Right.
You know, when talking about all the defensive staff, he mentioned himself mm-hmm. among Pepper and Matt Patricia and
Pat Graham.
Boyer and Pat Graham, who is a lesser-known defensive assistant. Maybe people aren't familiar with that name.
By people, you mean me?
Well, I meant
among
others. I was hoping more, not you, since you're supposed to be an expert on this.
I can tell you exactly who he is. He's the guy that was out on training camp practices. Seems to be a pass rush specialist, worked along with Tony Banta and the edge rushers throughout the bulk of training camp.
So I'm going to give him double thumbs up if he worked a lot with Tully Bantakane in training camp because he turned in his best season as a pro.
Yes, he did.
I think he worked with Derek Burgess, too. I'm just saying.
Hey, listen, you can't teach, the guy's a veteran.
The guy sets the edge, too. Yeah.
Okay.
He's the best we've had doing both.
All right. So now we're going to move on to some player talk because enough with the coaches. The coaching staff is set. We're moving forward.
Right. Go to Patriots.com. Check out the story if you want to read
very good story.
The details.
The information
give Eric pat in the back that he needs.
Yeah, give him the hits. He needs some hits.
He needs that.
Give him the hits.
It's not me. It's the site. Fred's big into numbers. Site visits.
We're not big on titles around here. It's
no,
the group effort.
Not. Right, exactly.
If we get hits and traffic to the site, we're happy.
I actually agree with that.
Okay.
We're not big on titles around here.
It's because we don't have any.
By the way, there's a new debate Friday, too,
on the
site.
Don't care about them.
You want me to move on to the receiver?
Yeah,
these
go ahead.
These are your things.
I know.
Eric Scalavino, again, over on Patriots.com, or I guess you're kind of on Patriots.com if you're listening to this, has been doing his positional breakdowns as we head into the offseason, free agency, the draft, everything on the horizon. And we're going to look at a couple today. Wide receiver, which is obviously a focal point of this team the last few years with the advent of the Randy Moss, Wes Welker era. Moss will be back in his final season of the 3-year extension he signed. Wes Welker, will he be back? He is obviously kind of in the spotlight. News this week that he had surgery in Boston to repair his ACL.
Perfectly okay, according to
a Globe source. So if there were a game today, he'd play because he's perfectly okay, because that's, to me, what perfectly okay means. But I'm just going. 6 to 12 month recovery. I think we all assume likely scenario is PUP.
Somewhere in between.
So that, Eric, leaves a hole.
Yeah, I'm going to take
123 catch hole.
Uh-huh. I'm going to take some time off. I'll be back between 6 and 12 months. You guys just do what you need to
right.
do.
So next in line, Julian Edelman. Eric Scalavino.
Yep. He's going to have to step up.
Obviously, he did that on occasion this season, had some injuries of his own, was learning the position. Everybody likes to talk about the year two jump. He's a guy that the year two jump is going to be huge, not just because he needs to show he can stay healthy, improve, but if Welker's not there for the first 6 weeks, mini-me, as some people like to call him, including Paul Perillo, is just going to have to be the guy. He's going to have to be the slot guy, assuming they don't bring in huge names and change a lot of the roles on offense.
And I'm encouraged by what I saw in year one, because he made sort of a year two leap in year one, because he was coming from college where he was a quarterback his entire career, and had to make the leap to wide receiver, made an entire switch of positions. And I think as the season went on, we saw that he made that transition fairly well, I think. I think he acquitted himself pretty well in the role.
I do too.
I agree.
So I think we've already seen that he's capable of making a leap, and I think now you're right. He has to make that further leap and become a starter on a regular basis with Welker out probably till, I think in our estimation, mid to late October.
The most impressive one-year development in my time here. I will give him that. From the time I saw him in May on the rookie minicamp field.
Dropping the two punts, remember when we saw him
Well,
doing?
Before that, he couldn't
Slipping
run a route.
Over.
He would
right.
fall on his
that's,
face
that's
every
right.
time he ran.
Right.
To the end of the season, the playoff game, he looked like an NFL receiver. I didn't think that was coming this quickly, if at all. He did that. That leads me to believe, the way he improved so quickly, that we will see a good, solid jump next year. Now, Bill always warns us that, you know, some guys spike up and then it plateaus. Some guys are step-like, whatever.
Right.
I think Edelman will make a nice advancement in his progression. The one question is going to be the issue he faced this year. He had a number of injuries.
Health, right.
He needs to be a Wes Welker. He needs to play 16 games. He
Take
needs to be
hits.
Out there
keep
every
coming.
Week.
That's
he needs
gonna
to be over the middle.
That's
going to
be a major concern with him, I agree. I think that regardless of what you get out of Edelman, and I know you guys are in agreement on this, they need a lot of help, I think,
Two,
and
yes.
at that position. They need, in my mind, a semi-established veteran free agent, and they need to go, I think, invest a significant resource in the draft.
I think so
they
too.
Need help in terms of talent at that position, and you can't rely on Randy Moss and Julian Edelman to get you through.
They need two ready contributors, however they get them, and it would be hard to think you could get two draft picks and really expect both of them to contribute. So I agree with you. Another name I want to throw out there is Brandon Tate, who obviously was an injured draft pick third round last year, started on PUP, played for two games, went back on IR with a knee injury. No one really knows what the injury was, how it worked out. Last week, a local paper in his hometown, he had some quotes, and he seemed pretty positive on his health status and expects to be a contributor this season. That, to me, was a positive sign because we were all sold on this was a first-round talent. This is a guy, even if just as a returner, could be an explosive, legitimate return man. If he can contribute something, maybe that is part of the puzzle at wide receiver as you're trying to fill the void left by Welker.
Right, and I think we saw that the Patriots truly believe that he is of that caliber talent because when he first got a chance to play in the regular season, I think it was the London game,
yep.
the first time he went out on the field, they gave the ball to him
yep.
on that end around. So they, and then they went
they
deep
went
to
deep.
Him later. They're trying to get him the ball. I think they feel the same way, and hopefully his going on IR was more of a precautionary thing and that he'll be able to go when camp rolls around. But I still think that he might be that, you know, that secondary or tertiary receiver that you're looking for. I think they
Tertia
do need
hoop.
To find somebody to be the eventual replacement for Moss in this offense.
That was good news, though, because I thought, and it wasn't specifically said by anybody, or I don't even think reported, but there was some speculation that injury that he went back on IR at was another torn ACL.
A ligament.
And,
yep.
and if that were the case, I was pretty much ready to write him off with two major knee injuries in less than a year. I didn't think that there was much chance that he could be relied upon, certainly not in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So that was I thought that was a positive sign for the offseason. I think Tate can now, if this is accurate, I think he's in the picture. He's in the plans.
There's not a lot of other guys in the plans, Eric. I'll read down the names on the roster real quickly. Sam Aiken will be back, will be a special teamer. Surprised us all, I think, with some big plays this year, but I don't think you really want to rely on him. Nick Moore, obviously, that's Lance's brother. Forgot he was on this list.
Oh, thanks.
Robert Ortiz, Matthew Slater, Isaiah Stanbeck, and that's it.
Little Poppy.
Yeah, they definitely need an infusion just to get some more bodies in there to compete for these jobs.
And now we will move over to the guys who will cover the wide receivers, at least in training camp practices, which we all love to watch. The defensive backs. Real quickly, we'll run down that list of names, and then we'll discuss it. Kyle Arrington, Lee Bodden, Darius Butler, Pat Chung, Brett Lockett, Brandon McGowan, Brandon Merriweather, James Sanders, Sean Springs, Terrence Wheatley, Jonathan Wilhite. Interesting name there, Lee Bodden. Unrestricted free agent, was obviously here on a one-year deal. 5 interceptions. Has shown the ability to be a decent NFL cornerback at various stops in the league. Do you guys believe he will be back, or will somebody throw a little money at him because cornerbacks, even good ones, average ones, are hard to find?
I think he'll be back, and I think he'll get a decent enough contract.
He,
you know, commensurate with how he played this past year. I think, like you said, he came here on the one-year deal expecting that if he had a great season, he'd cash in elsewhere.
Even had it that he wouldn't be franchised written into his contract.
Right. And if he had a so-so season, he would deal with that. I think he had a so-so season, but he was steady enough that given the depth and quality that they have at the position right now, I think that they would want to keep him on board, if for no other reason than they have a lot of other younger guys on there that who are really untested, and we really don't know what we're going to get out of those guys. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets some offers from other teams, because let's face it, the talent pool out there is such that even, like you said, if a guy has an average year, that's better than what most teams have. So he might get a little bit more attention than he did last offseason, but I still think in the end he's going to end up back here.
Paul?
I do not. I think he'll be gone. And
I agree.
A lot of the stuff that Eric said I agree with, but for those reasons, I think he will attract some attention and get some more money than they're probably willing. I think Bodden did fine. I think there was not. I think he had an average season here. I thought he played okay. I think on paper it looks like he played better than he did, and I think that's going to attract some attention from people who didn't obviously see every play of every game. And I think the five interceptions are going to look good. He played. He was durable. He was out there. He was a starter for the entire season. I think he's going to get some money. I don't think he'll get, you know, Asante Samuel money, but I think he'll get a long-term deal. I think the only way I can really see him back in New England is if he signs another one-year deal. I don't see the Patriots investing in him 3 or 4 years long-term.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a deal somewhere. I think he'll be
someone will give him a long-term deal, and I don't think the Patriots will.
So that would leave a hole in the roster. Obviously, Sean Springs, there was some confusion earlier this offseason that he's going to retire. He said he was caught off guard by that question on ESPN, is not going
to
retire.
Which I know, usually when I'm caught off guard, I usually answer in the affirmative. That's how I roll.
I think that's sarcasm.
I think so, yeah.
I think he's thinking about retiring, let's put it that way. Like when you say yes to that question, you know, whether it's off guard or not, you're thinking about it.
I think he's not going to retire because he may not give up the money.
He may not, but he's thinking about it.
Darius Butler is a guy I have high hopes for in year two.
I do too.
Last time we saw him, he was sprinting down the Reliance Stadium turf for a 91-yard touchdown. I thought showed great breaks on the football in games. I thought he was far better in games than the guy we saw in training camp, Paul. I was a little disappointed at his start here in New England. I thought he improved as the year went on. Actually, right from the get-go in Buffalo, he showed some break on the ball in games, and I kind of labeled him a gameplay guy.
Yep.
Maybe he just can't practice.
In games.
But he's a guy that I have high hopes for in year two. He may have to do more if a guy like Bodden or Springs or both were to be not, you know, here under contract. Some of the other young guys, Patrick
Chung. I think he's
Chung,
a starter for you, by the way, from day one next year.
I think so, too, and I think that's kind of what they expected when they took him with that second-round pick.
I agree.
They probably expected Ron Brace to be a starter, too, but that's for a different topic. Mm. We haven't done that yet.
Only if they lost.
At safety, you're set. Brandon Merriweather coming off his first Pro Bowl. James Sanders should have been in the Pro Bowl. Brandon McGowan is a guy that is under contract, so in all likelihood he'll be back. The two guys I want to talk about are two draft picks from a year ago, the W Bros, Wheatley and Wilhite. Wheatley has done absolutely nothing since he was playing great when he got hurt in Indianapolis in his rookie season.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Wilhite got torched enough this season so that fans kind of have been circling him with torches, and he's a guy they like to rip. They're not a big fan.
Yeah, he had a hot start to his career.
And I liked him.
And by the end of December of last year, December of 2008, we were thinking going into this past season that he was going to be legitimately,
he was the starter.
Yeah,
no question.
I think he benefited by his surrounding cast. He wasn't as bad as
I've never been as high on him as you guys were. This is sort of the opposite of Butler. I was a little higher on Butler than you guys were in training camp, and I was not as high on Wilhite. I think he is what he is. I think he could be a serviceable extra DB. I think he's a nickelback.
Slot corner.
You know, as they call him, the star.
And they put him in there a lot.
And that's where I think he's best suited, but I think he could do better. The other guy that you brought up, though, Andy, is, to me, a complete enigma in Terrence Wheatley.
In all likelihood, could be out of a job.
You drafted two guys, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think consecutive picks, second and third round, and Wheatley and Sean Crable. They were the same draft, correct?
They were the same draft.
Yes, they were same draft.
Second and third round picks,
same
right?
draft, yep.
Now, I don't know if there was a multiple pick in one of those rounds, but I know Wheatley was a second, and Crable was a third.
Yep.
Could you possibly know less about two players who have been on your team for 2 years than those two guys.
Well, they've pretty much played exactly the same amount. I mean, Crable has gone on IR both years, and Wheatley hasn't. I mean, he went on IR his rookie year, but he's been inactive for so many other
this
games.
This year went on IR, known for irrelevant. Yeah, he was so, non-existent in the second half of the
despite
season.
Despite Fred Kirsch's, you know, high hopes for him based on the fact that he was, you know, a cornerback before he got to the NFL.
Right. Paul, so, I see you looking something up. While you look that up, I'm going to give you some quick news out of the booth. Doc would like me to pass this along from Pro Football Talk. Fred Taylor wants back with Pats. I signed a 2-year deal. In my mind, I would like to finish it. I haven't really spoke to anyone regarding what's going to happen, but we'll see. I assumed he would be back because he signed a 2-year deal.
I assumed it as
because
well.
He came back this year in from the injury. I think if you wanted to quit, you get a surgery-causing injury in early in the season, you quit then and say, I'm done, I'm retired.
And the fact that the Patriots stuck with him, and Eric and I talked about this, they stuck with him. That shows me that they had some respect for him. Because that was a long time to wait for a guy, especially a guy who has only been on your team for a couple of months.
Who's that old, who has a history of injuries.
I feel like last year
that
said
showed me
he's going to be back this year.
The Patriots liked him.
Plus, I thought he looked okay. I thought he showed some burst. I thought he was decent in a committee-type body. Yeah. I think he'll be okay.
I think that's a lot of people were saying LaDainian Tomlinson, if he gets, you know, gets cut, as a lot of people think is going to happen in San Diego.
Oh, he's going to be now. He said he's done with the Chargers.
This is your LaDainian Tomlinson, Fred Taylor. You don't need LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yep.
Because let me tell you something. LT is no better right now at this stage of his career.
FT better than LT?
So
I think so.
This is your guy. This is your veteran guy who has seen better days and had a lot of production in his career who's playing out the string. Fred Taylor's the guy.
And that's going to do it. That was a long one. We had a lot to get
to. We had a lot to cover today,
Eric,
though.
Breaking news. I urge everyone to go over to Patriots.com.
Good
update on the 2010 coaching staff, including exclusive quotes from Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And now you know the lowdown on the wide receiver and cornerback positions. Next Friday, we'll be back with another Patriots.com roster report where we'll update you on the
quarterbacks. And,
Tom Brady.
Tight ends.
I make no promises.
tight ends.
And any other information that might come to the forefront through great news diggers like Eric Scalavino. Until then, for Paul Perillo and Eric Scalavino, I'm Andy Hart. Peace out.